You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
All right, welcome to Section 31, episode number 178. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we have a recap of a special event up in Santa Barbara. I don't know what else we're going to talk about, so we'll just get into that. I just opened up the tournament report, the tournament page for the first time, and your name is at the top. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was unexpected, but obviously fun. it was all around. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a really, really long week. I was really tired, and I was kind of dreading not the actual event, but just kind of the trip itself, you know, the whole thing, you know, having to get up early and drive for 4 hours and then play Tui all day, which I'm, you know, have not been a fan of recently, and then come back after, you know, for 4 hours after probably having done poorly. And I was kind of at the end of my rope with a bunch of other things. And I gotta say, huge props to everybody who was involved at the tournament, everybody who came out and played, but in particular Charlie and Matt and JD, who rode up with me for just a 7 hours of nonstop hilarity.
Awesome.
It was a really good trip up, and everybody there was really cool as always. We had a lot of fun hanging out with people. And as it turns out, I was fairly successful.
So that looked like a fairly good crowd of people there.
Yeah, we had an even dozen. Chris convinced one more person to come out, Jeff, who is a kind of off and on again player locally. But, you know, the crowd came out to say hi to Kevin and, you know, greet him back to his old roots and try to hunt him down for some bounty.
So the theme of the event was Kevin was returning to town and there were special prizes for anyone who beat up on him, right?
Yep. He got a stack of prizes at the beginning of the day, a quartet of tournament foils. And at the beginning of each game, which as it turns out, I got paired against him first in the first round. Which was nice, kind of. I was like, "All right, well, let's get this over with." this is what we came to do. So let's see if I can be successful with what I brought. And he drew a random card, or I drew a random card from his hand, and that was what we played for. And it looks like broke even on the day.
Yeah, see, two and two. He lost to
running,
you, and then most beat... of the. Yeah, sorry. Then beat up on Charlie and Matt, and then lost to Donati.
Yeah.
Wow, he got to play all the San Diego folks. Donati, huh?
He did. He played almost. Yeah, he missed JD, but and got to play Donati, which it seems fitting. But yeah, he was. His deck was pretty solid. I happened to have a good match against him. He was playing Mirror Starfleet, and I was running the Ambitious Cardassians, and I managed to keep him occupied a long, long time as opening space mission with a tactical disadvantage, which I had him at a bit of a tactical disadvantage. Not only did I have ships in my hand all the time, he had no cards in hand.
Right. Starfleet don't want any cards in hand, so all it takes is one.
That's all it takes.
And you can pretty much have all the cards, all the ships you want in your hand every time, right? Because that's what they do?
Yeah, pretty close. At least three, plus whatever else I might have. So yeah, that made for a pretty rough matchup, and I was able to. I had just a little bit of capture in my deck, just enough to fuel the guys who get bigger when you have a captive, or let you do a couple things while you have a captive. Just to grab one or two key people and hopefully slow you down. And I think my random capture luck was probably as good as I could have possibly hoped for on the day. So especially in that first game against Kevin, I would like, he hit a dilemma and I killed like the one guy he wanted to protect. And then, like he had, Travis. So I was like, oh, well, I'll see who he protects with Travis, the Mako Travis. Mm-hmm. And that's the guy who I'll name with Ensnare. And I was like, actually, I probably want to get Slar, but he couldn't protect Slar because he's not a Starfleet.
Right.
As a protective Starfleet personnel. And that was my random kill for tactical disadvantage, which was kind of a stroke of luck for me. And then, so he named Brendan Scott, which is obviously an awesome card. And so I captured him. And it was, yeah, between that and the Cardassian Interrupt-tastic, it was pretty...
So that was a lot of, let's see, Comfort Women
smooth.
And Unstopping with Central Command. Is that what you were
yeah.
doing?
Yeah, Central Command. Almost everybody in my deck is Officer of Treachery, and at least enough that, I don't know, maybe I have just enough in there to think make you think that I don't have everybody with Officer and Treachery, but usually there's only one or two person personnel out of my away team that didn't, so I could go and they would drop one Agonizing Encounter, or I slipped a Gomtu once, you know, it hit, but then I unstopped all the people who
right.
had Officer and Treachery, and they had enough to solve.
Did pretty
so
much.
There was a lot of Yeah, there All was right. a lot of success in spite of myself.
Timing between us is off. It must be the delay in the chat here. But did you find that your crew, your solving crew, was all Officer and Treachery, so that no matter what they stopped, if you can just hit drop the interrupt and then solve it afterward?
That was the idea. I would try to keep most of those. You know, if I could stop a few, I ran. The last iteration of this deck had the old the Super Cheese Shran, and I didn't want to get that, but I still wanted to try to get a Jeffrey Combs achievement, so I swapped for the other Shran, and he was super-de-duper awesome in this deck.
Remind me what he does.
When your non-Andorian is about to be stopped by a dilemma, he can choose to be stopped instead.
Ah, okay. Well, that's perfect.
So... Yeah, you know, if I was only going to get one person stopped, or if you managed to select somebody who I couldn't Central Command, then I would use him to unstop that person, and then, you know, Central Command I could save my Central Command for a mass stop or something. At one point, I used it just to two people were going to be stopped, and it was just enough. So I Shran volunteered for one, and I Central Commanded for the other. It was crazy-tastic. The last game, it was me and an Aaron
yeah.
who was playing the new future crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all but one point to get past this dilemma and solve without it. So I held my cards, and then I managed to hold him off as we went into time. From his mission, so I had the modified win, but he's like, well, you know, let's play it out. You know, he went first, so I got my turn, and I went and attempted, and it was like, dilemma, unstop, dilemma, like one stop, and then Fusarius Bluff. And he just dumped his hand.
Sure.
He's like, all right, you got 55 cunning.
You said,
and
nope.
And I said, well, not at the moment.
Yeah.
And it was literally just... entire arsenal of trick. I had a handful of cards, and so I dumped, you know, four ships to get four skills with the cot, and that meant that Tugit was attribute plus four, and I had two gulls in my crew, and I dropped one
comfort
women to get another plus two, and then Mardell, who can dump a personnel from hand to add his cost to that guy's attributes for the dilemma. And I had an extra Garrick, four cost Garrick in my hand. And that was exactly how much more I needed. You know, I had 10 points of attributes pumps.
Wow.
To get the full win. It was crazy.
Awesome. Well,
lots
congrats.
And lots of tricks.
You had two other games. You played against Matt and Kat. So what was Matt playing? He's the one of the few people who doesn't have his deck or an icon up on the tournament.
Yeah, Matt was playing a DS9 Earth deck. I kept waiting to see the cadets, but I didn't. Either he didn't draw into them or he wasn't playing them. But I thought I saw he had the mission. I can't remember now. But I was too busy watching the other thing that lots of people seem to be doing now, which is the Jadzia Problem Solver, and mm-hmm. using pretty much anything. But these are the Voyages and Loaxana, which is a stupid combo. And,
yeah.
you know, oh, well, I'll put these in the Voyages. I'll stop Jadzia and put these Voyages back under my deck. And so you just burn through your deck like crazy.
Yeah.
And then dumping other kinds of events. He was he pulled Garrick with my holding cell. Or he pulled my Garrick with his holding cell. And
I was going to ask if he was using that, of course.
I was able to luck into... I drew like crazy so I could try to pull some interrupts. I just dumped a swagger for no reason, you know, just to drop it. And then that way I was able to burn a comfort women to blow up the mm-hmm. the holding cell and then play my central command. And then, of course, when it blew up, he stopped Jadzia and threw it back under his deck, and then was like, "Oh, that's not good. I got to move fast."
Yeah,
which was kind of the story of all of my games. Like, I seemed to be just an inch ahead of what was happening on my opponent's side.
Did you have a mirror match against Kat?
Yeah, it was kind of funny because Kat, like, after the second round, he's like, "Came over, check it out," and he shows me a picture on his phone of like all of the entire future or alternate TNG crew lined up in his core. He's like, "My capture deck finally worked." And then they announced our pairings. I was like, "Okay, well, this is going to be interesting."
Yikes. All right.
Yes. So I drew into an ensnare and a Devec right away. And so I was just drawing, trying to get Cardassians out so I could hit the sixth threshold. Mm-hmm. And as luck would have it, once again, I played my Evek, and he flipped the top three cards of his deck for me to capture, and I pulled his Evek.
Nice.
So that was pretty huge. That kind of kept him from pulling my crucial people when I needed them, and I was able to go out and get started on my missions while he was trying to... build up his crew. He did eventually come over and attack me. He used an arrest order to steal my Garrick, and then I used an ensnared to steal his Garrick. So I was like, perhaps we can arrange a Garrick exchange.
Which one was he using? Yeah. Was he using the 2-cost or the 4-cost?
No, he was using the classic.
Yep.
Classic Garrick. And we had a lengthy and good spirited debate as to which one was the best card. In his words, the best card in the game, certainly one of the most potent cards. But I stand by Crafty Underling because...
Skill of your choice is pretty good.
Yeah, skill of your choice, you know, he kept arguing that getting the skill, you know, you have to get the skill on a personnel in your hand, but it's till the end of the turn. So if you do two mission attempts,
okay.
you have to keep those skills. But I think getting any skill you want is way more powerful to the end of the mission attempt, especially if you time your, you know, if you're going to do two mission attempts and you time your orders properly, you just don't use your ship order if you keep them in your hand, and then you can attempt, you know, discard three AU ships during your attempt, you know, finish that attempt, use the order, get them all back, and go attempt another mission.
Okay, I was going to ask what you're using discard, because Cardassians don't have a lot of AU, but I see you've got at least 10 in your deck. I mean, I guess counting Garrick, that's 3, so 7 more. A couple of Rokasas, a couple of...
I have like Judzia and Ezri and Bashir, but really I probably could have done without them. I think I played Bashir once and just ditched the rest. I didn't really use them. The other Cardassian guy is really good because he's free if you get once you get
Nador,
Kasari Rendezvous done.
Yeah,
Nador, and he's a skill tank.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But really, all you really need are those three ships because you can keep getting them back. And then their fuel in either direction. You can use them for Dakot, or you can use them for Garrick. And you can, you know, if you're discarding ships, even though it's not with a, you know, an ambitious text, you're still fueling Tugit or Nugit or whatever his name is, Sol Nugit.
Yeah.
So that his attributes get beefy. So that ship. You know, making sure you have those three Rakasas on hand is really crucial and pretty key in that deck.
Sounds like a pretty good mix. 70 card draw deck, that sounds about right for you.
You know, and it was even a little trim, actually, as I was doing it. I was like trimming, I trimmed down like 8 cards over the course of the week, and as I got there, I remembered, you know, how many cards I was discarding every game. Between 3 cards for Central Command and 5 cards for Garrick for Ensnared, and I don't think you have to discard anything for Evek, but Cardassian Projectorate and Pillage of Bajor, you know, you blow through your cards pretty fast. So,
did you find that you were running out of cards? Did you have any recursion or anything?
One game, I got down to single digits. But I did have, I was running with Back to Basics. I figured if anything else, that would get me the cards I would need.
Yep. Cool. Well, I haven't looked at Tribble. Congratulations. Running the table 4 rounds. That's pretty good. How did Tribbles go afterward?
I kind of dreaded my first turn against Kevin because I went and attempted. I had 4 interrupts in hand. I was ready to go, and first thing he does, what's your agonizing number? Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, 3. You know, hoping he just drops the agonizing, and it's Swashbuckler.
And then agonizing.
Agonizing is like, oh, this is how my day is going to go.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't, so that was nice.
Cool.
Tribbles was fun, of course, as always. Donati was really... cool and sensitive to the travelers, and he came to us and asked, you know, if we wanted to do, since we had 11 people, one person couldn't stay for Tribbles, but we had 11 players, you know, if we wanted to do a first round and then do a top table, or if we just wanted to have 2 tournaments and go home. But you know, it was probably 5:30-ish by the time we were done. You know, crazy early by our standards.
I was going to say, that sounds like it must have been a pretty orderly tournament. You started at noon and 4 rounds in 5 hours.
Yeah, we started at 12:05. We were rolling.
Nice.
So, it moved quickly, and not a lot of games went over time very much. And we were able to get 2 rounds of Tribbles in. We were all happy to stay and willing to stay. So I did not win out Tribbles. But I did win the first round, which, as random chance would have it, once again, had the prize that I wanted most, which was the... they just randomly distributed the prizes for... we got 6 foils, and we're going to... Okay, randomly choose one, that's going to be the winner of this table, that's going to be the winner of this table, and then we'll randomly choose another one, that'll be the winner of the top table, this is the winner of the bottom table, and then 2 random... random prizes.
Yeah.
For participation, and the 100,000 clone box topper foil that Donati had brought specially for that got pulled out in my first round, so
nice.
I managed to squeak that out.
One more for the pile. You've got to have like a dozen of those at least.
I'm probably pushing 20 at this point, but I use them all. I still have a deck that has proxies in it, so. It's a good card. It's a really useful card.
It'll be printable July or January? for the Worlds, since it was last year's Worlds.
Still don't remember.
Yeah.
Worlds wasn't until October.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I could see it being December or January being in printable.
How was the long ride home?
It was as giddily entertaining as last year's.
Yeah.
We were all kind of a little punchy, a little caffeine high, a little sugar high. You know, we had pizza all day, and so we're like, oh, let's go somewhere else for dinner. And we got Carl's Jr. and meated up and got some ice cream, and we're like, all right, let's hit the road. And, you know, just talking about the day and talking about cards and you know, comedy and music. I had some Jonathan Colton on and, you know, spreading that joy. So it was really entertaining. And really funny, and you know, it seemed like half the length of the drive because of all the conversation. So
yeah, I think that's what I miss most of all is the long random drive up and the long random drive back, because it's just gonna be entertaining.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was kind of that was probably the part I was dreading most, not for the company but just for the drive. And it turned out to be a blast. So,
I know Charlie was going to do a special project on the way up. Did that go down?
It did not. I meant to ask him about that at some point, and then we started talking about something else, and it just didn't happen.
All right. Well,
we were. That's how entertained we were with each other. We didn't even stop to do that.
All right. Very good. Let's see. That was the only event that we had locally. What else have we to talk about? Have you finished any additional online games? I think the last we talked...
No.
I'm trying to remember if the last we talked, I was about to have my last treaty.
Yeah, you had not yet had it, but it looked like it didn't matter. Yes, victorious. Wow, so 3-0, huh?
Yeah, so I took a deck that Charlie had been playing locally, and he got it from Ken. And Ken probably made it up himself. So it was Starfleet Klingon, and the draw engine was playing augments to the general for two draws, and then eating them with absolute power for three more draws. And I've got to say, the ratios that Ken put together, or that Charlie scripted together, worked out really well. It was every turn, play a guy, draw two, eat him, draw three. Play a guy, draw two, beat him, draw three. And then two card plays. The only thing that deck doesn't have is a lot of card plays. It's got a free Starfleet play and then your card play. And that's it. So it took a little while to get rolling, but each of the games it was play a couple of guys, eventually go out and do missions. I think the other trick that... Oh, that's disappointing. Can't put a lower third up, huh? The other trick that he had was fitting in, which is a crazy interrupt in first edition because all the icons convert to AU icons.
Right.
So it's pretty much gain any skill mid-mission attempt or gain any attribute and get past anything. Now, as long as you've got the skill, now you've got as much as you want. So all the computer skill times three nonsense with... the ref card that you play on the mission, that was all irrelevant. If you hit a wall, you know, like a Gomtu, if you've got one diplomacy, now you suddenly have two. And a lot of the captains all have diplomacy, so.
Right.
I think my favorite thing, the very end of the last game against Ben, I had maneuvered the Enterprise to go out because he had a lot of ships and other. So I piled up all my command stars on it and went to go attempt my last mission. Got through two dilemmas. Was about to get stopped by the last one, but I had maneuvered the Columbia double its range away. So it special downloaded warp speed transfer, shot across the space line, beamed somebody over, got past the dilemma for the win. Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Theme points.
It was one of my favorite interrupts for just in general before it got converted. I don't know if it's quite worth a card play, warp speed transfer, but it certainly was worth a free special download, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's one of those kind of late game, maybe, if you have a card play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, special download, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's really impressive that Starfleet always seems like such a rough gig in 1E to me, because they do draw so many cards, but they only have so much that they can put out on a turn. You know, they don't really have any way of adding extra free plays without pulling in something like the free Orions or you know, some other non-aligned help. So that's cool.
Yeah. They've got
excited to see that work.
I think they've got one or two downloads. You know, you can go get a captain with Ready Room Door, or you can go get a special download Emerson with a ship, but I think, right. They thankfully have two mission specialists, and I have a support personnel and a security. No, use security for something else. So they got rolling. There was a dilemma that nobody could pass. I really didn't end up using the treaty very much, even though it played for free once you got Phlox out, because they were really there. The Klingons were really there for a draw engine, but at one point I got stopped by. Is it in the Pale Moonlight? You need somebody with integrity less than...
Yeah.
Man. So I had to draw into the general ship and fly him out, because he has integrity of three or so. But, you know, if that's what the emergency vac late game came to the rescue, got past the dilemma, and then solved. So I had a good time. I would almost just take that deck and play it again in a regular OTF tournament, just because I felt like it was fast enough. I kept up with the treaty. The last game I played against Ben was Klingon Romulan, so it was TNG. I think the first game I played...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe the second game I played was Klingon Bajoran, and that was TNG. So probably not the best TNG, but I feel like with the as big as the Enterprise can get, and straight and steady, you can pretty much survive a battle or two, you know.
Sure, hang in there.
Yeah.
At least long enough to run away.
I thought it was a good deck, so I would definitely drag it out again and play it at a regular event. Highly recommended. And that thus concludes the, I think that was the January, maybe it was February, random treaty tournament. That was fun. And as
cool, well, congratulations.
Yeah, as of now, I am involved in no online tournaments, unless Tribbles pops up. Yes, there was a couple of weeks there where it felt like I was just getting up at 4 in the morning to play, and it was rough. So, yes, we will not discuss. Daniel Madison played a deck. I see him just post something in the chat room there. He played so many things. It was like the classic, I'm going to have no room on my side of the table because of all my stuff. But the best part was he got Hero of the Empire going the fastest I've ever seen anything. It was astounding. It makes me want to play Hero of the Empire. And actually, Hero of the Empire with that Starfleet deck would be cool. But it was... he played Ultimatum, right, to get out the wormhole, to just download the wormhole. And then he seeded Deep Space Nine at the wormhole. So that means no other Bajoran region, right? So you put the wormhole wherever you want. And now you have DS9 wherever you want. Follow?
Wow.
So now you got it right next to the planet, Sherman's planet, right?
Yeah.
So you got three or I think he had three sites. One was the docking, the cargo bay, and the docking site, and like ops, and that was it. So you can download Barry Waddle, right?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and then
non-aligned navigation.
Yeah, non-aligned navigation. You've got plenty of ships, you know, going everywhere. You can go get them from, you know, back in Sherman's planet if you want. You fly over, you move them over. Next turn, you know, you start the countdown. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think I was on the opposite side of the space line because he set things up so there was a big gap between us. And I'm looking at, I've got T'Pol, she can download a tricorder. I've got a lot of range. It would take me two turns, but I'd probably have a turn of scanning because he only played one or two tribbles there. And I've never actually stopped the tribble bomb from going off. I thought it would be kind of awesome. And he tells me, yeah, I've got a disruptor overload just in case you show up with a tricorder.
I guess you have to be prepared if you're going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, he says he set up the bomb on turn two every game, and it went off every game. And
wow.
I mean, that means you're going to be solving a fourth mission. So you figure ultimatum, the station, the time location, Kirk. So four seeds to make your opponent do a fourth mission.
Wow.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good return.
What are the results of
all your missions are the Empire? All your missions are minus 10 points.
Oh.
Yeah, and all mine.
Don't you get a benefit too?
Yeah, all mine are plus 10 if I solve without feds. If they have an, I think if it's a Klingon icon and I solve without feds, they're all plus 10.
Wow.
So,
that's pretty impressive, yeah.
Yeah. You can't.
That does make me want to play that.
Yeah. Since you have to use Kirk. Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. Can you use Kirk from Generation so you can play it? No, Barry Waddle. Maybe you could. I wonder if you could do it without Barry Waddle and play it in a TNG deck using Kirk from Generations. I'm going to have to look into that because that sounds interesting.
So why do you need Barry Waddle? Oh, Barry Waddle downloads the triple bomb.
Right. You download him.
So you'd have to find a way to, you'd have to draw into the bomb somehow.
Yes.
That seems really rough. Okay. Now Daniel says it requires Captain Kirk.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's probably a good thing.
Yes. It has to be Kirk from the past. Otherwise you can't disrupt the timeline of the past. That makes perfect sense.
Sure. Yeah. 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 That's totally why I did that.
All right. Well, I did have a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to maybe in another month or so jumping back into the online. In the meantime, if someone wants to post another Sunday afternoon tribbles, that's awesome. I'll totally do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, one went up recently. I think for like 2 weeks. February 6th? Not February. Wow. April? April 6th? April
All right.
7th? Something like that. Early April.
I will endeavor to be there. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah, I think I'm done with the online tournaments for a little while as well. It was a lot of fun, but it is a bit of a time sink, and we're getting into costuming season, and we're doing other things that are time sink, looking at real estate options at the moment. We're looking at buying our first house right now, so we're kind of grounding in paperwork and seeing things and being immediately available to go do stuff, and that's not really conducive to scheduling lengthy online games.
Yeah, sure. How's your computer holding up?
I'm on my work laptop again. I did a lot of research into buying a new machine and then was told not to buy one, not to buy anything, so it doesn't affect our credit.
Our broker
was like, okay, don't do anything that is going to make anything affect your credit. Don't buy anything big, and I think a $1,000 laptop is probably in that category. So maybe roughing it on the work laptop for a while, or maybe do what I didn't want to do and invest in a power supply for my old laptop for as long as it lasts.
Right. Well, good luck with that. What have we got coming up on our schedule? We have a scrapbooking party coming up this weekend, so we'll probably play a few rounds of Tribbles. And I believe, is it this Sunday is the Invitational Tournament? Am I thinking of something else?
What?
We've got a tournament with someone from a faraway land.
Oh, was that so soon? I did not realize that was... I knew that it was coming, but I didn't realize that it was coming up.
We have a Tui tournament on the 24th, and Kieran is showing up.
Wow, so that is this Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, that would be... Oh, okay, that would be why we don't have anything week after next.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. We were looking at the schedule on the way up this weekend, trying to figure out what all was happening, because we saw scrapbooking Saturday, and then 2 weeks from Saturday, we have 1E.
Right.
1E OTF, but... I'm like, we skipped a 2E somewhere. But that's why. Cool.
Oh, so, is that Tribbles tournament on the 7th? Sunday the 7th? The 4th? Oh, sorry. The 7th of April? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Bah! All right, well, I'll be out. So have a good time. Hey, but you know what happens the week after that on the 13th of April?
Raffle!
That's right.
Yes.
So you just won a new raffle ticket. I'm going to direct you and everyone else to the promenade section of the continuing committing site. And up right on one of the options there is raffle tickets. If you click on that, you'll see all the raffle tickets that you may or may not have won. I see six here. Awesome.
Good grief.
Dedicated director, extra participant, random prize, dedicated director, tournament winner. So... I've got six tickets to put in things. If you click on the 2003 first quarterly, you can see all the bins. Ooh, some of them got up to medium. That's awesome. That means there's a bunch of tickets in there. Most of them still have low, so your odds of winning are good. Even the ones that say medium, there's probably not that many tickets in there. So dump your tickets in. It's good to see that everything has got tickets in it. That's excellent.
So yes. I don't know if you are privy to share this information, but are you going to at some point release what is the threshold for low and medium and high? How many tickets?
No,
might have to be in a thing.
Have you ever done a teacup auction before?
Yeah. You go and put your ticket in a bag, and
yeah, and you can kind of look inside and get a judge on how many ish tickets are in there.
Sure.
That's supposed to be what this to represent.
In.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the thresholds are, but maybe if you hit up Malloway's in the chat room, he'll give you a general idea, because I just don't know what they are. But it's not. I don't know if there's even. I'm sure there is a cutoff to go from low to medium, but I don't know what it is. We'll find out. But. The other good way about doing it this way, well, number one, everyone gets what they want instead of a random prize. Or, let me reverse that. The people who win get something they wanted instead of, a random prize.
Sure.
But two, the people behind the scenes, me, can look at this and say, well, there's actually a lot of people who put in tickets for buttons. Let's double what we give out next time. Or, the continuing mission foil, there's only... it says low, so, maybe only a couple of people want that. Maybe we won't do that one again. But we'll look at the things that have a medium or higher, number of tickets, and we will use that to, guide us in the future. Make sense?
Yeah. That is, in fact, answers my question. And to answer yours, the tournament I was looking at is Saturday the 6th. And it is at 2 p.m. Eastern, which means it's 11 a.m. Pacific. So, that is a day that we have a tournament, but that seems like enough time that we can go and play Tribbles before then, and then go to the tournament, and then play Tribbles after.
That sounds awesome.
And there's also one the night before on Friday, but it's like right smack in the middle of when we'll probably be playing Tribbles on Friday.
Yeah.
Like 7 o'clock. I saw 10 p.m. and I was like, oh, yeah. But no, it's like 10 p.m. Eastern, so 7.
Excellent. All right. Well, anything else we need to chat about?
I don't think so. Apparently, I have to go make a deck.
Yeah, we seem to have a we have something to do on Sunday all of a sudden, which is not our usual tournament day. So I think it's going to catch a few people off guard. I'll have to post a reminder.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think that's probably why I missed it.
Excellent.
I'm gonna go put my new ticket in a bag.
Right on. Very good, folks. Then we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, sounds like good. That is about it, right?
I'm done.
All right. Well, then we'll, of course, thank Warp 11 because they're rock. And I will once again thank everybody in Santa Barbara and Kevin Reitzel for coming out and being a bounty. And Charlie, Matt, and JD for coming along for the ride. I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I'll draw to end.
Section 31.